أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We'll start from page 166. We'll go to the exercise. And you know, after the end of the lesson, I always request you to go through the lesson again at home and then try to write the exercises. Write the answers for the exercises, you know. Inshallah, you'll do that, huh? Okay? Because see, if you read the lesson once and you try to do the exercise, maybe we haven't got 100% grasp on the lesson. We know some parts well, we don't know the other parts. So if you read a couple of times and then answer, it's very easy, brothers and sisters. Okay? For example, Lima Safar Ahmadu ila Makkah. Why did Ahmad travel to Makkah? Li iadati akhi al marid. Safara, and then you can say. Like, it's very, very simple, brother. Minaina Mujahid huwa min Australia. Okay? Huwa aslan milan Hind. Huwa aslan min al-Hind. We can say like that, brothers and sisters. Hajara abuhu wa huwa shabun. His father migrated when he was young. Like that, inshallah, you will do it. Okay, we go to the other exercise. We have already done the conjugation of verbs. Inshallah, you did write everything that was required. Fi'l fa'il. Okay. Fi'l madi, fi'l mudari, amar, master. Inshallah, you wrote it down. Okay. Now we come to this exercise, brothers and sisters, and that is number 7, Tammal. Tammalil amsilata al-atiyata libab fa'ala. Va'ayyin fiha, and specify in it al-madiya, al-mudariya, wal-amra, wal-mastar, wasmal fa'ili, wasmal maf'ula. So inshallah we'll try and do it. It's very, very easy, brothers and sisters. Very easy. Number 1. Hajaran Nabiyu. Is there anything interesting? Yes, Hajar. This is form 3. What is it? Madi. Fine. Now I'm asking you, Sister Maimuna, I'm asking you this question. Min. And after that, there are 2 words. How will you give the vowel signs at the end? Min Makkata. And then Al-Muqarra. Say it loudly. Al-Muqarrama. Ti. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. See, we got to figure out. Makkata, I gave it a fatha because it is Mamnu Min Nasar. Now it is Majroor. And the Naat, if it comes, has to be majroor. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Ask you one more question. Why there is al mukarrama? Why there is no al on Makkah? Because Makkah is a proper noun. It is definite. It is definite. So it cannot have al. But if the Naat comes, then it will have al. Because the manut is definite. So naat has to be definite. Inshallah. Fine, brother and sister. And then, brother and sister, ila madinatil munawwarati, munawwara, munawwara, ism maful from form 2. Are you with me? Nawwara, yunawwiru, munawwir, and munawwar. Okay? Then, aama, with single fatah. So what is aama? Zarf. Zarfu zaman. But there is a single fatah. So in other words, there has to be no mudaf ilayhi. We won't say it is mudaf. We will say only it is zarf. Okay? And then the mudaf ilayhi follows. What is the mudaf ilayhi? Isnaini. See? From isnani it became isnaini. Is majroor. Wa alamatu jarrihi aliyaw. لِأَنَّهُ مُثَنَّ اثنيني وَإِشْرِينَ What is إِشْرِينَ? Okay, brothers and sisters, this is on the pattern of Jama Muzakkar Salim. And إِشْرِين is مَجْرُور بِلْ يَا All these things we must keep in front of us, okay? وَسِتَّ مِيَاتٍ لِلْمِيلَاد Okay? Inshallah, we understand that, Safara abi, again safara came. Safara fil madi. Ila riyad. Fa'il is abu. Lil ilaj. Brothers and sisters, Brother Hassan, what is ilaj? Is it anything of interesting? Ilaj. Master, mashallah. What is the verb? Alaja, you alij. All these things should come to us. Ilaj is a master, and the pattern of ilaj is fi'al. We got 2 patterns, remember. Got 2 patterns of master for form 3, mufa'alatun and fi'alun. Let me write it down so that you remember it. How about that? Mufa'alatun and fi'alun. Pattern of master, brother. Al master. Form 3. Okay, brother. We also say Bab. Bab Mufa'alatun. Got the idea, brothers and sisters, inshallah? Number 3. Zahabtu. I went. Li Harchar. What is after that? Mukabalati. So what is Mukabalati, Brother Muhammad?
The master.
Master, okay, fine. Now give me the fi'l. Qabala, mashallah. Then give me the mudari. Yuqabilu. Now give me the amal. Qabil, qabil. See, like that, our mind should analyze it, huh? Inshallah. That's the way, brother, you will become experts. And I have hope, and I have great hope that you will all become experts, inshallah. Huh? Okay. So, Zahabtu ila mukabalatil mudir. What is the translation? I went to meet the mudir. Huh? Okay. Falam, I did not, falam ajithu, I did not find him. Fi maktabihi, in his office. Got the idea? I went to meet the mudir, but I did not find him in his office. Another nice sentence, brother. I hope we all say this. Ma indi waktun. What is it? Ma indi waktun. Translation? I don't have time. You don't have time to eat? No, no, no. I always have time to eat. You don't have time to drink tea? No, no. I always have time to drink tea. But I don't have time to watch the television. Subhanallah. Huh? What a beautiful statement. Ma indi waktun li mushahadati. Brother Haidar Ali. Mushahadati. What is it, brother? Mushahadati. Here, look at here. Mufa'alatun. So what is it? Master. Huh? What is the verb? Shahada. Mudariya. Yushahidu. Amar. Shahid. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Huh? Fine. I don't have time for watching the television programs. Huh? Baramij's program. Tilfaz. Huh? Okay. So, li harfchar mushahadati isam majrur wahua mudaf baramij mudafilehi wahua mudaf and then tilfas the final mudafilehi. If you look at tilfas, what do you see? It's a definite. Finally, when the chain of mudafilehi will end, 99% of the time it will be definite. Or it will end with a pronoun, which is always definite. Keep that in mind, brother, inshallah. Now, Ali is told, Ya Ali, O Ali, Nadil Murakiba. Nadil Murakiba. Murakiba is mafulun bihi. Okay? Sister Abhi, what is Nadi? No. It's Amar. What is the Mahdi? Nada. Huh? What is Mahdi? Nada. And then Yunadi. And then Nadi. How will you define Nadi? Fi'lu Amarin. Mabniun ala hadhfi harfi illa. Let me write down. Huh? Nada. So that you get extra practice. Yunadi. Okay, brothers and sisters? Now, Brother Hassan, how many chops? Two chops. Huh? Both sides. Huh? Now the result is Nadi. Got the idea? Huh? Call. What is it? How will you translate? Call the supervisor. Oh, Ali. Ji? Is the mafulun bihi? Where is the file of Nadi? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu anta. Muraqib is ismu fa'il. MashaAllah. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Muraqib is also ismu fa'il from three. So what is the verb? Raqaba, yuraqib. MashaAllah. We got two interesting things in this sentence. Excellent, excellent. Next one, brother and sister. Ana murasilu sahifatin. What is the translation, Sister Naima? Murasil is one who corresponds. So I am the correspondent of a newspaper. I am a correspondent of a newspaper. So what is Murasil Susafsa? It is ism fa'il. What is the verb? Rasala Yurasilu. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, excellent. And it is mudaf mudafilay. Ana Muftada Murasilu Khabar Wahua Mudaf and Sahifatin Mudafilay. Now brothers and sisters, tell me one thing. Sahifatin. Sahifatin. It is indefinite. What about Murasilu? Is it definite or indefinite? Indefinite. If the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite, then the mudaf is indefinite. Keep that in mind. Fit tanzili in the Quran, brothers and sisters. Rabbana, what a beautiful. One day we are going to analyze this whole ayah. Inshallah. Inshallah. Rabbana, okay. Ya is mahzuf. Rabba, Rabba, munada, mansub. And it is mudaf. And na is mudafili. Okay? Rabba is munada mansub. And harfu nida is mahzuf. Okay? La. La an nahiya. Okay? Tu'akhiz. What is tu'akhiz? Sister Sukhaina? Tu'akhiz. Mujariya majzum. Wa alamatu jazmihi as sukun. What is the verb? Akhaza yu'akhizu. We can easily take akhaza as form 4, but it is form 3. We must remember. La tu'akhizna. Where is the file of tu'akhiz? Mustati. Taqdiruhu anta. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na is mafulun bihi. Okay, brothers and sisters. Na is mafulun bihi. Okay. What is the meaning of la tu'akhizna? Pardon me. Forgive me. Are you with me? Forgive me. Do not hold me responsible. Okay? For my mistakes. Okay? In, what is in here, Sister Sukhaina? Harfu shart. Tajzimu fi alayni. Okay, fine. Nasina. Our favorite. Nasina, Hasina. Remember? What is Nasina? Now let me write it down. Tell me, where is the verb? And what kind of a verb is this? Nasiya. So, where is the verb? Nasi. Because mutaharik pronoun has come. So, lam kalima must get a sukun. Where is the file? Na is the file. Na is your file. Okay. Now this is Madi. Sister Sukhaina. Nasi is Madi. So we will say fi mahalli jasmine fi alushat. And then harf atf comes. And then what is the next line, brother? Akhta'na. Akhta'na. Now tell me, Sister Sukhaina, what is akhta'na? Make my day. What is it? It is form 4, mashallah. Akhta, akhta'a, yukhti'u. So it is akhta. So where is the verb? Akhta, same way. Na, yes. It is form 4. Akh, like this. Akhta. Okay, inshallah. And na is the, this is your verb, and na is your file. Are you with me? File. So, see, the shart came late, and jawabu shart came fast. So it can also happen, you know. Same way in we say, you know, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Are you with me? سَبْهِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَى. فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَتِ الذِّكْرَ. So, إِن نَفَتِ الذِّكْرَ is your shart. Are you with me? So, جواب الشرط came before it. Okay. And there is a way of writing that, inshallah, we'll do it later on. How do we describe in grammar terms, inshallah. But we do understand that there is a shart here, and there is a jawab shart also, but they came in a different sequence, you know. Jawab came first, and the shart came later. Inshallah. So here also, the shart came late. In nasina aw akhtana. What is the meaning of in nasina aw akhtana? Sister Sukhaina, if I forget, if I forget and if I make mistakes, two things, please forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me, pardon me if I forget or if I make mistakes. Such a beautiful dua, brother. The dua, if we understand, I say we, including me, if we understand, it will melt your heart. It will bring tears to your eyes, if we understand. And directly, directly, brother, you need not translate. You will understand it, inshallah, word by word, inshallah. Sister Naima, you got a very long sentence, okay? And this is hadith from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ba'id. What is it, brothers and sisters? Ba'id. Amar. Ba'ada yuba'id. What is the translation of ba'id? To keep away. What is it? Keep far away. Not away, but far away. To keep far away. Or keep separated. That is the meaning of ba'ad. Remember, ba'uda, okay? And then we have ba'id, and this is ba'ada. Isolate, okay? Ba'ini, what is ba'ini? Ba'ina is zarf. So zarf and mudafilihi. Ba'ini, because of ya mutakallim, na became ni. Wa ba'ina khata ya. What is this? Khataya. My mistakes. Mudafili. Remember, brother, all these things we have done and we must khataya. Now I want to add ya mutakallim. The pronoun. Make it mudafili. Normally, ya mutakallim will pull the last vowel sign down to kasra. But not in this case. Why? Because before it, there is an alif. So when this situation comes, then the ya mutakallam gets a fatah. We got to remember this. Khataya ya. Okay? Is khataya definite? Yes. Why? Because the mudaf ilayhi is definite. I cannot put al on khataya. That will be wrong. Okay. If I put al on khataya, then I got to remove this. It cannot come as a mudaf ilayhi. This rule, we must always keep this in mind. Inshallah. So, ba'id, ba'ini, wa ba'ina khataya. You know, isolate from me, between me and my mistakes. Or keep them both separated. Far away. Kama means like, you know. Ba'atta. See, ba'atta. What is ba'atta? Mahdi. Where is the fi'l? Ba'ad. And the ta is five. Who is ta? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are addressing him in second person. He's in front of you. Okay, ba'ata. Bain al mashriqi wal maghrib. As you have separated mashriq and maghrib, Ya Allah, please keep my mistakes separated from me. I've made a lot of mistakes. Now I want to be far away from them. I don't want to make any more mistakes. You know. Allahumma. So this was our verb of interest, ba'id and ba'atta. Allahumma, what is it? Nakini. Now, what is this? This is a new verb. We haven't studied. What is the verb? What is the verb? Nakka. Form two. Nakka. What will be the mudariya? Yunakki. We are good at mudariya. Yunakki. And what will be the amar? Nakki. Amar will be nakki. With single kasra. Okay, and then nunu vikaya, brothers and sisters, and then ya mutakallam. O Allah, what is that? Nakki means to purify, to clean. To purify, to clean. Brothers and sisters, Allahumma nakkini, purify me. Purify me. Min al khataya. See, now min came and al came. So khataya, from the mistakes. Kama, like. What is the next word? Yunakka. What is yunakka? Majhul. Majhul. Okay, brother. Nakki, yunakki. Now make yunakki into majhul. Yunakka. Inshallah, we have done this. Yunakka, so where is the naifai? Athab, the gown, the dress. As the dress is cleaned, purified. The white dress. The white dress is cleaned and purified. Minad danasi, from the dirt, from the filth. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Allahumma. Now here we will say Allahu magsil. What will you say? Allahu magsil. Okay. Wash. Now again, khatayaya. What is it? Khatayaya. My mistake. Khataya is mafulun bihi. Wa huwa mudaf in ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. And where is the file of egisil? Mustatir takdiruhu anta. Again anta, second person, is in front of us. Okay, bil ma'i, wash it, my mistakes, with water, with thalj. What is thalj? Snow. Okay, ice. Well, bard. What is bard? Hail. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now, I want to tell you something, but I will inshallah tell you very soon. I was going through the books, and I found something I thought I should share with you, because you are very strong. Okay. Normally, we do not go in detail. Sometimes we do not go in too much detail. But you are so strong, I feel like sharing this with you, inshallah. Now this is another, okay, I'm telling you a little later, inshallah. This is number 9. This is also a riwaya, brother. An-kadata. No, kadata is the, an is preposition. So kadadatu became kadadata. It is a name of a person. Kala, he said, kultuli anasin. What is it, brothers and sisters? Kultuli anasin. I said to Anas. Now, Anas was the servant of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akanatil musafahatu fi ashabin nabi. What is the translation? Was there handshaking among the companions of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did they used to shake hands among themselves? What is the answer? Naam. Okay. What is the word of our interest? Musafahatun. Are you with me? Musafahatun. So what is musafahatun? Master from Safaha. Yusafihu. So this is the word of our interest. Sister Abhi, you asked me yesterday, the characteristic of this form, that there is a participation among people. I told you. This is one of the characteristics. So every form that we will study, they have different characteristics. So this is one of the characteristics, that it is participation. Al-musharakatu. So safaha means you shake hands with others. Rasala, you correspond with someone. Katala is to fight. So you always fight with, you don't fight with yourself. There's somebody else with whom you have to settle your account. Anyway, brothers and sisters, we go forward now. Another beautiful verse from Quran. You can analyze and understand, Brother Hassan, each and every word. Each and every word. It is within our grasp. Qala ta'ala. What is the ala, brothers and sisters? What is the ala? Mahdi. What form?
Form 6.
Form 6, brother. You got to remember, mashallah. Excellent, Sister Hafsa. May Allah bless you and bless us all with more knowledge. Ta'ala, exalted. Ka'ala, brother and sister, what is Ka'ala? Fi'al Mahdi. And fire is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa. Then what is Ta'ala doing here? This is parenthetical sentence. Parenthetical sentence, just like we say, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we take the name of a sahabi and we say radiyallahu anhu or anha. So these are parenthetical sentences. Okay. So qala ta'ala, form 6. Ta'ala, what is the mudariya? Yata'ala. And what is the amar? Ta'ala. Without ya. Ta'ala. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm just reminding you. Ta'ala is used as an amr to call somebody. Ta'al. But it is ta'ala. Okay? But when we stop, we say ta'al. We give a sukun to lam. Okay? Inshallah, you'll remember. So in the amr, the meaning is different. Because it is used to call people. Okay? Fine. Inna. Oh, what is inna? First it is Jumla Ismiya. And what is inna? In plus ismu inna. Are you with me? In plus ismu inna. Very good, brother. Where is the khabar? Jumla failure. The Jumla failure is coming as a khabar. Anzalna. Anzal. Form 4. What is the verb? Anzal. Let me write it down, brother and sister. Anzal. And then na, and then hu. What is it, brothers and sisters? The normal sequence of a verbal sentence. Fi'al, fa'il, and maf'ulun bihi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Inna anzalnahu. Now, brother, the damir hu must go somewhere. Where does it go to? It goes to the Quran. Always the damir has to go and refer to something. Okay, so who is your Quran? Are you with me? Now, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, indeed, we brought down the Quran, we brought it down, okay? When he brought it down, fi laylatin, and what is after that? Mubarakatin. So what is Mubaraka? Ism maf'ul, okay? From baraka, yubariku. Got the idea, brothers? We brought it in a blessed night. That's what is Lailatul Qadr. Brothers and sisters, we celebrate Lailatul Qadr as the night of the Nuzul of the Quran. So Quran is the most important thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed on the mankind. And whenever you talk about Quran, remember, brothers and sisters, the ultimate miracle, the everlasting miracle, the perpetual miracle, that is the Quran. Till the end of time. Till the end of time means as long as human being is alive in this earth, Quran will remain miracle. Ultimate miracle. Alhamdulillah. And we are very fortunate that we have received this revelation to guide us in our daily lives. But in order to take the maximum benefit out of it, we must learn the language of the Quran, inshallah. Again, brother and sister, inna again. Inna, harfu taqid wa nasbin, wa na, ismu inna. Brother Hassan, where is the khabar inna? Kunna. Okay. Brother, I consider this class as a mental gym. What is it? Do we go to gym to exercise? This is our mental gym. Our mind gets the exercises. Kunna. What is kunna, brother Hassan? Can you think of it? Brother Muhammad, what is kunna? Brother, I won't ask brother Azhar because he knows it. What is kunna? Okay, I go to Sister Sumaiya. Sister Sumaiya, what is kunna? If you don't know, that's normal, brother. I don't say it's, you know, I mean anything bad about it. It's normal, we forget. Sister Aisha, kunna. Sister Mamuna. Ji? Sister Maria. Kana, mashallah, mashallah. I wanted to hear the verb kana. Are you with me? Kana. Are you with me? Kana yakunu. Okay, let us conjugate, brother. Kana, kana, kanu, kanat, kanata, kunna. Kunta, kuntuma, kuntum, kunti, kuntuma, kuntunna. Kuntu, kunna. So what is kunna? Fi'l, madi, kana, plus ism. Are you with me? What is it? Fi'l, madi, plus ism. This is your fi'l, madi. Are you with me? And then, this is your ism. And we give an idgham and it becomes kunna. You got to think, huh? Think hard, brother. Brother, you have been working very hard. Keep your spirit and your tempo steady. Keep it up. Inshallah, 15 more lessons and we will complete the book. So, inna kunna. Now, when kana comes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it applies to madi, present and future. Are you with me? We are. We were, we are, and we will be. Are you with me? We will be. What? Munzareena. Brother Hassan, what is Munzareena? See, as I told you, our mind got to think. Everything we have studied. Munzareena. What is the verb? Anzara. Anzara, yunziru. Make it some file. Munzirun. Munzirun. And brothers and sisters, from Munzirun we get Munziruna. And then from Munziruna we get Munzirina. Why Munzirina? Khabar kana mansubun. See, easy. Khabar kana mansubun. منذرين. What is the علامة of نس؟ يا. لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. Got the idea? Brother and sister, excellent. Brother, now we finish this. Now I want to tell you something. When we were doing this exercise in the last lesson, brothers and sisters, are you with me, brothers and sisters? I told you this is a form of expression. That you want to warn somebody. What is Iyaka? Tahzir. Tahzir. From Hazzara, you Hazziru. What is the Hazzara? To warn somebody. To warn somebody. So Iyaka is used for warning. Okay. And I did not explain you too much. In fact, I said something that Iyaka is kind of a Ismu fi'l. I said that. I do remember. Okay. I said that. But you see, I was reading Dr. Abdurrahim's instruction in the book, and he explains. So I'm going to explain you, brother. Iyaka, Brother Hassan, is mafulun bihi like that Iyaka. Are you with me? Brother Hassan asked me, is there any difference between Iyaka here and Iyaka in Abadu? And I said, you know, that is definitely mafulun bihi, Iyaka in Abadu. And this is a form of expression separate. But then it is also mafulun bihi. See, the scholars can explain one grammar aspect or problem from different angles. And they all can be right. Are you with me? One grammar problem can be explained from different points of view. Just like we were doing yesterday, haladullukum ala tijarati. Remember in that, yaghfir came. Then we tried to explain why it is majzum. Fine. So here, brothers and sisters, if you take Iyaka mafulun bihi, okay, then there has to be a fi'al. You cannot have mafulun bihi without a fi'al. Somebody has to produce mafulun bihi. What is the fi'al? That is mahzuf. Are you listening?
Yes.
Watching? Stay away. You stay away. Are you with me? You stay away. Okay? You stay away. And then, again, this is mansub. So, it will be ba'id kalbas. Stay away from dogs. You stay away from the dogs. Are you with me? So, in both case, ba'id is there. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Or another verb. Brother, watch for it. What is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? Wazziruka. I am warning you. Are you with me? So again, this verb, Uhazir, you can write it down, brother. You can write it down. Uhazziru ka. Okay? But this can only be understood who is strong in verbs, you know, and can understand the fi'al fa'il, mafulun bihi very well. And then here it will be, brother, what is it, brothers and sisters? Wahdir. This came from Hazzara. Are you with me? And this is form 2, and this is from form 1. See? Hamza of Amar. Hamdatul Wasal. Wahzir Kilab. Means be careful of the dogs. So if you take like that, then both of them are mafulun bihi for the verb which is mahzuf. Okay? Now this is going in too much of a detail, you know. And sometimes Dr. Abdul Rahim does not recommend that we should go in too much detail. So it will be easier for us and simple for us if we took as a iyaka, iyaki, and iyakum, iyakunna, and then plus waw, and whatever the thing that we are warning about, coming after that, you know. For example,